the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and he's on the other end of our line. Richard, long time no talk to. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Before we talk some business, I wanted to get your take. Yesterday, we had on State Senator Burt Johnson, who's out of the Detroit area, and he told us on this program yesterday that he believes that Republicans have gotten into a room, sat down, put together an agenda, and are implementing the agenda to weaken and almost dismantle unions. What would be your response to that if what he has said is true?
Detroit is Michigan's largest and one of our most important cities. It's understandable, I think, that members of the Detroit delegation in Lansing feel like they're under a lot of pressure to deliver for the city. I don't agree, however respectfully, with the conclusion the senator had reached. I think one of the most important things that could happen for the city of Detroit would be for the mayor and the Detroit City Council and the Detroit delegation to come together, to work together, to accept responsibility for the situation Detroit finds itself in, and to put forward constructive solutions. Part of the challenge in Detroit is that the delegation hasn't been working well with the mayor and city council, and the mayor doesn't work together well with the city council. They've got to take charge of the city if they want to continue to run the city and do their very best to address the real challenges that they face.
Yeah, Richard, as someone who grew up in Mount Clemens, I've been watching that city forever. And since Mayor Dennis Archer left office, that city, and I would say prior to him, that city, the school district has been dysfunctional. Those folks are out for themselves and aren't thinking of the greater good, especially of the children. What can change that culture? Because it's obvious it's going to be a challenge and it's going to not happen overnight.
Both the Detroit public school system and the city of Detroit face some real challenges. Ideally, those problems would be addressed by locally elected, locally appointed leaders. There's an awful lot that goes on in Detroit that seems to be about politics and who's in charge rather than serving children or the community. I'm hopeful that some of the Detroit area lawmakers that you've talked to, many of them are newly elected. I hope they will be able to provide a new vision and bold and decisive action. When we started 2011, state government was facing both a budget deficit and a leadership deficit. Those issues have been addressed in Lansing by a new governor, a new speaker, a new Senate majority leader. All of the challenges we face in Detroit and in state government are faced by other great cities and other states across the country. It isn't rocket science. We need a vision and determination to move forward together.
How crucial is Detroit's success to Lansing and the rest of the state?
Detroit is our largest city. I grew up in Kalamazoo and Portage and have lived and worked in Alma and Clare and Mount Pleasant. We are a great state with a bright future. Part of the challenge we face, though, is if you haven't had the privilege, like you and I have, of growing up in Michigan and living and working here, for many people across the country, they don't know or understand the size and diversity of our state. Many people in Washington and on the West Coast only think of Michigan in terms of Detroit or the auto industry, and until recently, those stories haven't been entirely positive. But part of the good news I wanted to share with you this morning is we are seeing at the Michigan Chamber, as we travel across the state and talk with job providers, there's appreciation for the hard work that has been done in Lansing. And despite the challenges we face, I think a real sense of optimism about the future. The Detroit 3 are building better quality cars. Those cars are selling. Ford Motor Company is innovative and highly profitable. So I think there are good signs on the horizon that we're making real progress toward reinventing Michigan.
There are still a lot of folks, though, that are complaining, whether they be Democrats or whether they be more liberal, that the current administration of Rick Snyder and the focus that they have on business is taking away from much of the revenue that the state could gain by giving many of these businesses too big of tax breaks. How would you respond to that?
Years ago, as a city official at Alma, I had the opportunity to attend a Municipal League legislative conference in Lansing, where I heard then-Detroit Mayor Coleman Young say something that has always stayed with me. He said there were few social welfare problems being faced by Detroit that wouldn't be made better by a good job. The governor has a clear and strong focus on more and better jobs. If more of our friends and neighbors and relatives are working, we would have more revenue to adequately fund essential services, whether we're talking about police or fire or education. So that's a critical focus. It takes time to turn things around. As I mentioned earlier, we started the year with a new governor and new legislative leaders facing both a leadership deficit and a state budget deficit that they had inherited from the previous administration. One of the things I really like about our new governor is that he really doesn't spend any time thinking about the past and pointing blame. He is all about moving forward and solutions. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have had to make a lot of tough decisions, and it's understandable that some of our fellow residents are frustrated. But the governor has also said that sometimes we're our own worst enemy, that people who live and work in Michigan sometimes get focused on problems, not solutions, and we can be our own worst enemy when we are so negative and so critical.
All right, final question for you. Jobs are so critical, as you mentioned, but when you look at the bottom line jobs created here in the state of Michigan over the last calendar year, this administration and the new political leaders that you spoke of on both sides of the aisle haven't produced much results. When do you think we're going to start seeing the number of jobs increase here in the state?
Well, if you're concerned about the bottom line and go to Michigan.gov, you can look at how we measure Michigan's performance. You can see on the governor's scorecard, his dashboard for reinventing Michigan, that if you've got five measures of economic strength, and over the past year, Tony, four out of five of those have improved. Unemployment has improved. Gross domestic product has improved. The number the structurally deficient bridges has gone down. Real personal income is up. There is still plenty of room for improvement. But part of the good news I wanted to share with you this morning is that we are making progress in addressing the real challenges that our state faces. And at the Michigan Chamber, we're optimistic about our state's future. I think we are starting to turn the corner in our efforts to reinvent Michigan.
Okay, I understand the four out of five, but bottom line, in the last calendar year, not enough jobs have been created. I guess my question to you would be, do you foresee a change in that in 2012?
Yes. One of the most important laws that was passed earlier in the year, repeal of the job-killing Michigan business tax and the 22% surcharge, doesn't take effect until next month. We are already starting to see the positive results of that as we talk with employers, particularly small businesses and medium-sized companies, who will benefit from the state's decision to eliminate double taxation. The more profitable businesses create more jobs, they make more investment in equipment and machinery in our state, and across the state, Michigan Chamber members are producing world-class products and services. We still have too many of our fellow residents unemployed, but I'm confident that next year will be a better year.
Well, I'm confident that we would have a lot of happy people if we could create thousands and thousands of jobs, and hopefully that's coming in the next calendar year. Thank you so much, Mr. Studley.
Thank you, Tony.